speaking of sports, I wanted to bring Danny Ecker into the show to talk a little bit about Cubs baseball and Mark Carmen, too. Danny, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
By the way, do you want to jump into that conversation?
Oh, just the things that you need to have that you're waiting to happen in sports?
Yeah. Well, do the one where if even you're not a sports fan, you should watch this sporting event because you'll enjoy it. What else should we add to that list? Anything come to mind?
Boy, I mean, you hit some of the big ones. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's some of those that I think some of the ones related to golf. I think honestly, not just the Masters, but some of the other major golf tournaments and the stories and the history. I think that's the kind of thing where you look at players that were playing 30 years ago when the players that they're competing with were, toddlers, I think is just a fascinating part of that. So
it is rare that you get that age range, yeah.
And so many moments, I mean, just the Thursday moment when Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus are teeing off.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer isn't there,
The ceremony for that thing was touching, and I'm one to roll my eyes at, for instance, before a Bulls game, I think we could get that thing moving on a little more quicker than that. But I thought that was touching. Mark Carmen's on a line, too. Hey, Carm, how are you?
Hi, John. Good to be here. The best sporting event that I've ever been to, now I'm a big tennis guy, but the U.S. Open in New York, taking the 7 train out to Flushing Meadows and walking in there, that's an experience I hope that everyone should have.
Really? I've never done that, and I like tennis, but that's a good one?
Well, you can, you go the first week, and you can buy the grounds pass, and you're sitting in the third row for, player number 8 in the world taking on player number 32. So, you don't have to, you're not sitting up top. You're sitting right there, and you can just appreciate how good these guys are. Even if you're not a diehard tennis fan, just the casual person who goes out there, it's just a whole other level where you can sit. And by the way, the food and the drink's excellent too, John.
I've heard that about the U.S. Open. Mark Carmen from WGN Radio and Danny Ecker, who is the sports business reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. How will the Cubs experience be different this year, guys? That's why I asked you both to jump in here. Carm, are you over there right now?
I'm not there quite yet, John. I thought I would be, but I'm not. But I think, for me, there's a couple things that are extremely interesting that I'm wondering about how they'll play out. In the past, you could walk up to Wrigley, right, and you could buy a ticket on the street, perhaps. Nowadays, the Cubs are not allowing you in on the print-at-home tickets. So all those white sheets of paper printed off on StubHub that you would see scalpers with, they're not there anymore. So I'm just kind of curious how that will play out for the, somebody who lives in the neighborhood or just likes to go down there hoping to get a little bit more of a bargain than you'll get online or at the window. I think that's a huge change. So I'm not exactly sure how that will play out. And, the other just like functional change to me is that, they've added another exit along with the park. So, down the left field line, rather than that huge gridlock getting out of there, I'm assuming it's going to be a lot easier to get in and out of Wrigley Field, which I think fans are obviously going to love.
Boy, they needed that. How about you, Danny? What do you think the Cubs fans will notice differently at Wrigley this year?
Well, the biggest thing is there's an entirely new plaza that just didn't exist until today. It wasn't open until just this morning. And this is, something that is going to totally transform the experience of, showing up at a game, being there before and after. Unfortunately, during games, it's actually going to be only open to people that are at, that have a game ticket. So it's going to function like a giant patio. It's like an extension of the ballpark. Hmm. But, it's going to really transform the area around the park and, you're making more of a day of it if you want to go early or stay late and hang out in the plaza. I think that's going to be probably the biggest thing that fans will notice. And what Mark mentioned about the tickets thing, I mean, cannot be understated. That is a huge change that the Cubs are making, forcing people to either use the ballpark app, and do digital tickets on their phone, mobile tickets, or, get the hard stock traditional tickets, and they like to say that it's all about preventing counterfeiting, but it's really trying to control the secondary market and saying, okay, well, you can't just go out and resell your tickets anywhere. At this point, you can only resell them through the Cubs secondary site or StubHub, which is a Cubs partner. So,
what do we think about that?
Really,
but I guess I could change the cardstock ticket with you. If I have a regular ticket, I could sell you that on the street, right?
Yeah, you still can. So that's still, I mean, but it's just those are not necessarily as prevalent as the so that's such an easy thing to post you know, the print at home version, or, you know, post the if you go on any, basically what the change does, it makes every other secondary website that's not StubHub effectively the same as Craigslist, where if you actually want to coordinate a sale, you have to either find a way to, you know, mail someone your hard stock tickets or meet up with them somewhere to give it to them, or you know, give them your password to actually get it through the ballpark app. So it's a really interesting move.
Carm, what's the people say? What do people like you say about that?
I don't like it, John. I think it's, you know, you're making it harder and harder on a little guy who's, you know, trying to get some value going to a game. I mean, Cubs tickets are extremely expensive these days. And there are built-in bargains, you know, the Bronze games that are in April, three of them coming up next week, where you can get in for $9 and sit up top. But, again, I mean, it's a Monday night in April. That's not exactly ideal conditions to go to a game. So I just think sometimes, you know, you're just not letting the market actually dictate what they're worth. And for years, I mean, Cubs seats, when they were doing the rebuild, were worth about, you know, one-fifth of their actual face value. You know, they're probably priced appropriately, because it's still, you know, a very, very long baseball season. You know, the actual market for tickets getting upgraded doesn't really happen until the playoffs and, you know, occasional Saturday games throughout the year. Let me throw one more thing in there, John. You know, they're building this American Airlines 1914 club underneath home plate. So your diehard season ticket holders who have had them for years in section 19, 20, 21, these are premium seats. But all those fans, unless you wanted to upgrade to $400 a ticket seats, they got moved out of those seats. They had three choices, either the left field corner low down or the right field corner or back a section. So it's really getting more and more corporate. I mean, that's just the reality of what's going on. And I think down the line, the upper deck seats, 419, 420 right behind, that's going to be another whole corporate area where they're going to price the fans who have had those seats out forever. So there are, like, hidden values and hidden games, but there's also going to be a lot more corporate feel to the park going forward.
I guess my question for both of you then is it too expensive? I mean, everybody's tickets went up in price. Talk to me a little bit about that. I've got a couple of other transportation questions for you guys, too. I'm just asking a couple of smart fellas here what the expectation is for you when you go to Wrigley this year. Costs, menu, the ballpark, stuff like that. You've got a question or comment? 312-981-7200 WGN. Well, hopefully they're going to get the game in. It's just now starting to rain on Michigan Avenue. We're in the Allstate Showcase studio, and it looks like it's going to rain a lot, and now it's just starting to rain. Will they get the game in tonight? We'll keep you posted, but it doesn't look certain. On a phone line is Danny Ecker. He's over at Crane Chicago Business, reports on the business of sports, and Mark Carman, who just yaps about it. And I asked the two guys to come on with us and talk to us a little bit about
You got Danny, who's an authority, and then you got Mark, so that's good.
He's listening, Steve.
Oh, sorry.
His phone line is on. Mark, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
I'm used to that from Bertrand. It's, you know, just
par for the course. Hey, Danny, so what else is fan experience-wise? I was thinking ticket prices, but maybe people have already factored that in, or maybe not. Maybe you don't feel it until you actually start going to the games, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lot more expensive. That's what you get to do when you're the Cubs and you win the World Series, you know, raise their ticket prices by about 20%. And, you know, Mark was saying before the break, you know, it really is unfortunate for people who maybe have been there for 30 years at a certain section, and especially that part behind the park, behind home plate. And then they're going to get moved unless they want to pay triple the price because they're putting in this new club. You know, that's tough. But, you know, the truth is that these ticket price decisions are based on what the market can bear.
Yeah.
And if you just look at the secondary market, you know, you're either going to be paying the money on the secondary market or paying the Cubs. The Cubs want to make sure you're putting money in their pot.
I totally get that. I understand organizations' desire to capture that money. Why should the scalp? It's in a way, it's the rooftop conversation, right? That's our product. Why do we let you capitalize on it?
Right. And look, it's at their own risk, certainly. I mean, you'd always look at the risk of having empty seats because you make them too corporate. I mean, look, if you look at Yankee Stadium, and you look at the seats behind home plate, there's a lot of empty seats.
The reason why, more often than not,
is that they're corporate-owned seats that may or may not get used. People are maybe watching the game, not really there to watch. They're just there to entertain clients. I mean, the Cubs are certainly taking the risk of that bad optics, of having some empty seats.
I hate that. Well, let me ask Mark this. Mark, is there any pushback? I mean, maybe I'm late to this conversation, but How do Cubs fans generally feel about the team cashing in on all of that?
I mean, I think that the diehard season ticket holders have had some pushback. I know a bunch of them have been calling Cubs personnel and have been complaining and feeling like they had paid for an inferior product for years, and then all of a sudden they get good, and it's great that they're good. I mean, don't get me wrong here, obviously. But then they, you know, they had a huge bump up in prices last year, you know, close to 20%. So I think a lot of people feel like they were paying for the rebuild, and now, you know, the Cubs along the way were saying that, hey, we're not going to, you know, bump up our prices huge. But then that's, of course, what ended up happening. And I know that a lot of people also are interested in parking, John. You know, with all the rehab and the new building coming in, is it going to be easier to park? And I think the answer to that is going to be not much. I mean, most of the lots are for season ticket holders, and there are some cash lots. The green lot on Grace has some cash pricing as well. So, and that thing has been expanded. So there are, but it, you know, it's also, it's just, you know, the Cubs will, I think, will always continue to encourage people who are coming to the games to take public transportation or to park in their free lot at 3900 North Rockwell, where they have the shuttle bus that'll take you down there, which is, you know, if you're driving from the suburbs, that's a good option.
Well, Danny, would you say that if the seats are filled, then they're not overpricing it? If the seats are filled, then the fans are happy.
Well, I mean, it depends what segment of the fans, you know. I mean, certainly
No, fans are fans. I mean,
there's enough.
I don't know. Maybe the Cubs shouldn't care about the. I mean, you got what 40,000 people in the ballpark. You got millions watching at home. But I mean,
okay. Look at it long term though, John. You've got 8-year-olds who can't go to a ball game anymore.
Yeah.
Right, and they're the ones who are going to have to carry the team in 25 years or 30 years.
Maybe they'll become Sox fans, right? Because they can get in, they can have a hot dog, they can enjoy the experience.
Well, here's
the other thing, too, guys.
Go ahead, Danny.
I would just add that, you know, you also need, you know, certain demographics and certain people in the stands, because that's really what a lot of sponsors who pay for signage at the stadium pay for. You know, they want to get in front of a certain audience, and that's, you know, you need to be able to put people in seats and, you know, actually watching some of these ads and seeing all the, getting all exposure to all the different brands that are paying a lot of money to be affiliated with the Cubs. So, you know, that's also valuable to the team.
Yeah. Hey, Danny, it's nice to talk to you. You and I haven't visited on this show since I've been back, but I'm going to call you again. You're terrific. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Anytime. Thanks a lot, John.
And Mark, you and I have visited many times. There's a joke here, but I'm not even going to tell it.
Always a pleasure, King John. Thank you for having me on Cubs home opening day.
Yeah, no kidding. Hopefully they get to play. In fact, that's what we're talking about next. News, traffic, weather on WGN.